Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio. Our special guest this morning is going to be Kareem Spain, and she'll be coming up shortly. Before we bring up on our newsmaker line, I want to tell you about the upcoming events. The upcoming events of the Be There magazine and the Black Card One. May 5th, last Thursday in May, the first Thursday in May, correction, the first Thursday in May will be the ultimate Black Card Networking Happy Hour. It's going to be at Charlie's, 7308 Georgia Avenue. We've got some vending space still available. However, you don't want to miss this one. It's going to be a big one. I'm broadcasting live right here in Silver Spring, Maryland. We're going to make this a special show because we've got a special lady on our newsmaker line. Mm-hmm. But don't forget to come out May 5th. Top shelf businesses, top shelf people, top shelf attitude, top shelf liquor, top shelf dream. Be there. Everything will be $5. Top shelf, $5. Rail drinks, $3. Discounts on your food with your Black Card, and it's going to be truly an experience that you don't want to miss. The big one, on my anniversary, I'll be publishing 35 years, but celebrating 35 years of publishing July 22nd. At the Knights of Columbus in Silver Spring, Maryland. It's going to be a big event. We're going to bring back everybody. It's a reunion from Russell's News to Be There Magazine, Cassie Hughes, Dick Gregory, Willie Jolly, all the people that were with me in the beginning. We're bringing them back to Russell's Angels. It's going to be like that. Just pass the word. Get your tickets early. You can go online right now and get the tickets, or you give me a call, and I'll send you a special invoice, $5 off the $35 price. It's going to be $45 from June 1st. Kareem, are you on the air?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's a pleasure and an honor to have you. You are an extraordinary, phenomenal woman. And I want to commend you on your vision and what you're doing with your business. First off, tell us about your business.
Well, thank you so much, Russell, for having me on this morning. I do appreciate the accolades that you give it, and I give them right back to you as being a business owner yourself. What I actually want to go over this morning is creating generational wealth. I know that's a topic most of us think about, but we kind of put to the side because we don't really know what that means and we don't really know how to do it.
Excellent. That's what people need to know, generational wealth. I mean, people, we as African-Americans, in some cases, we don't have any wealth, and we don't have any wealth to leave to our generation. So consequently, if somebody dies, everything they had dies with them because basically they had nothing to die with. So give us the aspect of generational wealth.
Well, I'm going to give you a quote from the Wall Street Journal just to start. Now, the Wall Street Journal says that wealthy Americans know about tax benefits of cash value built up inside a permanent life insurance policy. Now, I know you might say, wait a minute, hold up. You're talking about generational wealth, and you're also talking about a permanent life insurance policy. And how do the two go together? Well, let's just say that back in the day, the only thing that we were able to afford was a term policy. So it was very economic, and that's what we went along with. And even my grandma had the same thing when she passed away in 2007, Russell. And what we experienced is that there wasn't enough money to take care of her burial, also take care of all her expenses that she left behind. There wasn't enough money in her bank because guess what? Uncle Sam passed that first. He made sure he puts a freeze on all that and takes that. So you only had that available to pay the credit cards or the mortgage or anything like that. And she had the minimum amount, $25,000. Now, mind you, she left this $25,000 to three grandkids, and we split it up, which comes out about $8,000 and some change. But first, we had to pay for her funeral out of that. That came up to about $6,500 back then. And let's just say that we all kicked in about $2,200, which left us with about $5,000 and some change. With that $5,000 and some change each, we're supposed to pay her mortgage and keep her legacy of this beautiful detached home in Washington, D.C. Now, you know how much of an asset that is, Russell, right?
Oh, no question.
No question.
No question. No
well, we
question.
Couldn't
that's
even. We couldn't even.
Yeah.
I know. And everybody and their mom is trying to get a home in D.C. now because of the value of them. I mean, it's just gone through the roof. Through the roof. But we couldn't even hold on to that asset. And I think that was the biggest travesty of all, is that there just wasn't enough funds left to the next generation, as I'm talking about today, in order to carry on the legacy and also the investments that even my grandmother had left. But she really thought she was doing the best that she could, and she really thought that she was doing, you know, the right thing with the information that she had at that particular time. But I do want to open up that there is, give people information, because the one thing I do know is that when you know better, you can actually do better. What do you think about that, Russell? You believe in that?
I believe in that wholeheartedly. That's been my philosophy pretty much
mm-hmm.
all my life. If you know better, you
mm-hmm.
can do better. I taught that to my own children. You got to know
mm-hmm.
before you can do, before you can help. You got to know better. You heard
yeah.
parents tell their kids, don't you know better? Don't you know better? I said that to
right.
my children a thousand times. Don't you know better? Don't tell
right,
me you did this.
Right.
Like they called me to school because you refuse to take gym. You don't want to take gym.
Yep.
Don't you know better? I mean, come on, let's get
right.
real.
Right. Something as simple as that. You know, I've had the same experiences with my kids. Look, and I'm sure my mama had the same experiences with me, too, also. But guess what? I ain't going to even talk about that because I don't even want to embarrass myself right now. So, but I care. The reason why I've taken on this charge is because just to that one experience. I was 20 years old, and I quickly learned that, you know what, in order for me not to repeat the same action that my grandmother did, I'm going to have to get the information in order to do better myself. So as a result of that, keeping my ear to the plow, I wound up coming across a gentleman who introduced me to the new kind of life insurance, believe it or not. And apparently there's a new kind and there's an old kind. I just spoke of the old kind. It just comes with a death benefit. You pay an economical amount of premium, and you feel like you're set. But you are set to a certain degree. You're only set to pay for your funeral expenses and to leave, like I said, just a little bit of cash to the family, but not enough to protect your assets or to pass on any wealth, as the Bible says, to your children's children. Sometimes we forget about that, Russell, to leave wealth for our children's children. So what I did was now is that I learned that there was a new kind that will actually leave you a tax-free income benefit. It'll leave you tax-free funds if you happen to have a disability or need nursing home assistance, cash for that, because we know that is just through the roof. And it also leaves you tax-free retirement income. I know you're saying, Russell, like, really, all that just in a life insurance policy? But, yeah, are you familiar with the new kind of life insurance, Russell?
I'm, you know, not totally familiar, but I know about it because I've heard several people talk about it. I've heard people talk
okay.
about how the life insurance policy, you can borrow on it, it can feed you, it can make sure you get money every month for your
yeah.
retirement. There's a whole game
oh, yeah.
with insurance and the whole life
mm-hmm.
now about planning your future and making sure you got money. We are dying broke. We are dying broke
yeah.
with nothing. When we die,
yeah.
everything we own dies with us. And then you talked about
us.
Your mother. When your mother passed away,
mm-hmm,
I recently experienced
mm-hmm.
that with my mother. She's out of Philadelphia. But I experienced
okay.
that because my mother was totally, totally sufficient.
Mm.
My mother was whole. I mean, I left Philadelphia
oh, yeah.
in 1966, and I never left back, and my mother took care of herself all her life. She was sufficient.
Wow.
She planned her life.
Her
she had a retirement. Yeah, she went to be 95
okay.
years old. But here's the key. Like you said, something so profound.
Mm.
When my
Getting
mother
it.
died, she left everything to me and my sister. But here's the key. Mm-hmm, you can't leave everything to all your kids like that. Your family decides to divide it up and everybody gets shit. I tell people, you got to decide who's supposed to get it. Everybody can't get it.
Right.
Just because they're a child of yours don't mean they're supposed to get something. Because if they can't get it, they can't have it. If they left that house, your mother would have said, look here, you know what? I think Kareem is more what I call house acclimated. She'll take care of her brother and sister. She'll always have a place for them to stay. But I'm not going to leave the house to all four of them. I'm going to leave it to Kareem.
Right.
And then what you're going to do is make sure the books is paid, make sure everything is done, and tell them young kids, other brothers, we got a place to come no matter what. This is a family home. But the way it's done, everybody spent the money, now you don't have enough money to pay for the thing. Somebody's got to be in charge of stuff. You know, that's what's happened. Yeah. I found that to be true, that we have to plan our will, plan what you're talking about, and what you're doing as far as making sure that we understand generational wealth. People don't understand generational wealth. And that's what the problem is right now. People are running around here acting like they know, but they don't know. And if you don't know, then you're in the dark. And what's the use of not, I mean, you can't be in the dark about life, about nothing. Not
that's
in
true.
Today's society. You got to come to light. If we would have knew anything about this housing thing in D.C., we would have bought up every house in 1970, 1980. We bought all our houses.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
But
we didn't
know about that. We bought the D.C. together. We went into D.C. That's the ghetto. I ain't going to be. Why am I going to move on U Street? Look at all them drug addicts.
Yep.
We didn't have a clue about what the stuff was worth. These people, these mothers, worked so hard to get the house in D.C., the kids sold the house for $400,000.
Yes, they did.
I mean, that's crazy.
Yes, they did.
It's crazy.
Yep.
Well, we're going to take a
break.
Yep,
and it's just going over. Okay.
Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I really want you to talk about not only this generational wealth, but explain to people what life insurance, people think life insurance is what you discussed it was, what you discussed about your mother. It's something that's termed, you pay on it. I remember when I was a kid, the insurance man came by and collected 10 cents every
Yes.
27 months. You know, but the policy was only worth $300. It was only worth $300.
Right. $300.
If your mother took out a policy and she was 28 years old and you collected 10 cents every 2 weeks, 40 cents a month, and she lived to be 100, you don't pay for that policy five times four for $300. It ain't worth
$300.
Yes, she has. So, we'll be right back. You are a woman. Okay. You are brave. Yes, she is. She's a woman. She's invincible. She's strong, and she's making it happen on our newsmaker line, the one and only Kareem. Kareem, tell us again about insurance and what does insurance tell people, because people don't know about insurance. When you say life insurance, they thinking like you talked about the term. They don't know about the different kinds of life insurance, borrowing, you get the whole life, you know, term life, new life insurance.
Okay.
Tell us about this. What kind of insurances are already out there?
Okay. All right. Well, first there is term. And we say that term is temporary. Term is like having an apartment, if you will. So you go ahead and you pay your security deposit, you pay your first month's rent in order to have your apartment. But at the end of the year, you have nothing to show for it. You have no tax rate. You have nothing to write off. You have nothing to pass on to the next generation. Now, I do understand that when we have our start in life, yes, we will go into an apartment first. But you always plan for the permanent part of your life. So on the permanent part of your life, now we're talking about universal life or whole life policies. Those are the two kinds that you have on the permanent side. Whole life and term life are both part of the old kind of insurance. Let me explain the whole life to you. Whole life means you go on ahead, you pay your premium every month. I call it an investment. So you go ahead and contribute towards your investment every month. You can borrow against it. You do get an average interest rate of maybe 4 to 6%, and depending on which kind of insurance that you choose to have. You can borrow against it, but here's the kicker. You have to pay it back or else it comes out of the death benefit when you pass away. Let me say that again. You can borrow against your whole life insurance policy, but you have to pay it back. Now, this is something that belongs to you, something that's yours, but that is controlled by the life insurance company and has put a rule on it that says that you must pay back the money or else it will come out of your death benefit. Now, what does that mean? Say you have a whole life plan. You've had it for about, let's say you've had a $50,000 policy. You've now contributed to it for about 15 years. 15 years, you decide to buy a house. Or maybe one of your children decide to buy a house. Or maybe one of your children decide to have a wedding and you want to contribute to it and make it just elaborate. So let's say you take out about $20,000. You go ahead, you take out that $20,000. Now you must pay back that $20,000. Get this, Russell, with interest. With interest. So it's not a tax-free, it's not a tax-free benefit that you can withdraw from it, and it doesn't have the living benefit. I know you're saying, what is living benefits? I done brought up something else now. Living benefits are if you become sick or disabled or terminally ill, that now you can use your death benefit as a living benefit, which means you can use it while you are still living. That's going to take me into the permanent plan called Index Universal Life. For short, the acronym is IUL. What an IUL does is that, number one, you can take money out of your death benefit. You can accelerate your death benefit, what they call it, about 80 to 90%. What that means, if you have a $100,000 plan, now if you become terminally ill, let's just use cancer for an instance. I also had that in my family. So my charge in my heart is going deep. So you can now take out up to $90,000 from your death benefit. Let's just say you want to take a trip around the world with your family. Let's just say you want to pay off your debt. Say your mortgage is already paid off. You just want to pay off your car and your credit cards. Say you have a child in college, but when you pass away, all that the child's not going to be able to maintain a college education. Say you go ahead and write a check for their last 2 years of their college education. Say you've got a couple of children that need a car. Well, go ahead and pay for their car cash. But now you're now leaving a legacy and you're keeping different assets in the family like the home, because the children are not depressed by your credit cards. They're not depressed by your car payment. They're not depressed by maybe your student loan that you're still paying on, because you're able to accelerate that death benefit 90% and take care of a particular item. Let's say also, Russell, that you have a chronic illness. Chronic illness means that you cannot do 2 out of 6 activities of daily living. What does that mean? Say that you're not able to dress yourself. Say you're not able to feed yourself. Toileting, go to the bathroom for yourself. Transferring. Let's say you can't even transfer or have mobility. Say you can't. Say you cannot eat, feed yourself, and dress yourself. You can't get up and dress in the morning. If you can't do 2 out of 6 of those, then that means now you're considered disabled. Well, now you can accelerate your death benefit again. 2% a month, which gives you now extra income to have a nurse come in to help you out. Or you can have a family member, because when someone comes to help you out when you're disabled, guess what? They got to take off of work. And if they're taking off of work, they're using their leave. So now, in order to help that family member help you and keep them also economically straight, you can now pay that part of that 2% to them. Whatever you decide to negotiate with your family member is up to you. But see, the point I'm trying to make is that when you become disabled and you can't do 2 out of 6 activities of daily living, it does not have to be a registered nurse. There's no qualification. There's nothing that says that it has to be this type of qualified person or this kind of medical person to take care of you. Why? Because it's your money when you have a permanent plan like Index Universal Life. I call it your bank on yourself plan. It's better than the banks, because they're only giving what, like 0.01% interest on your money. But with an IUL, Russell, believe it or not, your interest rate has a floor of 2% and a max of, you ready, 13%. 13% interest on your money, Russell. Where else can you get 13% interest tax-free money? Where else? Nowhere. Nowhere at all.
Serious.
So therefore, that's
serious information. This is serious information. I applaud you for giving it this morning. I really do.
Thank you.
Tell us how someone can get in touch with you and how they can get involved with this insurance that you offer people and things that you're able to do for people. How they can get in touch with you. What's your website? What's your Facebook page? What's your Instagram page? What is your phone number, your email address? Let's get it all out there right now.
Or to get contact with me, and let me tell you, a free one-hour consultation is what I give to all listeners for today on this particular program with Mr. Russell Price. A free one-hour consultation, which is worth $75 normally. And when I say consultation, that means we review what you currently have, your friends, your family, all those people, and I go ahead and give you recommendations for what you should have at this particular time. Here's my information. I'm at 240-326-3953. Again, my phone number is 240-326-3953. My Facebook page is Living Benefits Life Insurance. Nice and plain and simple, tells you exactly what you're contacting me about. Again, my Facebook page is Living Benefits Life Insurance. And also my email address, something real cute, moneycritic@gmail.com. I guess money, yes it is, money, the green stuff, critic, like you have an opinion about everything, critic@gmail.com.
Excellent.
Is that good enough,
Let
Russell?
I love it. You first off, you are an extraordinary woman. You are someone who basically puts the aspect of being an entrepreneur and a lady and a woman in perspective
because
you're such a professional and you live what you preach. In other words, you are your business.
Yeah.
You represent business well. If you haven't had the pleasure of meeting her up close and personal, when you see her, she reaches what she is. She talks about her business, but she is her business. And we're hoping to see you on May the 5th at
Charlie's. I will be there with bells on.
Yeah, I want you to be there. It's going to be the ultimate networking event. And then you cannot, under no circumstances, miss the 35 years of publishing. 35 years of publishing, July 22nd.
Wow.
That's going to be a big one. We're going from Russell's News to Be There Magazine.
Wow.
35 years of publishing. Before Facebook, before Instagram, before Twitter, it was Russell's News. The only publication that the African American could really have in their hand 35 years ago was the Jet or the Ebony. But you couldn't get in the Jet or the Ebony unless you was a significant African American, some kind of celebrity congresswoman. But what I did was put the regular person in the magazine, Russell's News. We're going to take our last break with our closing statements from Corrine Spain. She is something that you need. This thing about insurance, we don't want to talk about it, but you need it. Before we go on break, I want you to ask you a question. What about the local yokel Joe that basically neglected to provide insurance for himself, and now he's almost 80? What can that gentleman do? Is it too late for him to insure himself?
Okay. Okay, what can he do? Now, you're 80 years old. You're looking for some type of benefit. What we have now, or what I have in my repertoire of life insurance plans, is now we have a combination insurance plan now that actually puts term and permanent together, which makes it very economical. So for about a death benefit of about, let's just say, $50,000, someone about 80 years old can actually do about maybe like $120 a month in order to still have a $50,000 death benefit. And nowadays, that's pretty good. It only takes about maybe $7,000, between $6,000 to $7,000 for your burial expenses. So you leave about a good, say about $45,000 or $42,000 legacy to your family, which is better than most. So you're still ahead of the game regardless. And another point, Russell,
well,
I can just make this right quick.
Go ahead.
What'd you say?
I said it beats a blank. I know I said it beats a blank. It beats leaving nothing. You know, a
$50,000
is better than nothing.
Yes, it is. Like I said, my grandma, when she passed, hers was 25, and we still had to take 8,000 to bury her, and there was only like 6,000 per person, and even then that wasn't enough in order to take care of the rest of her debt she had. The banks took Uncle Sam took everything else out the bank and everything else. But there is a rule of 100 that I want to just say right quick. What you do is that you take your age minus 100, and that lets you know the amount of money that you have left that should be exposed to market risk. So all those who have 401ks and TSPs and things like that, which we call tax-deferred plans, which means that you're going to give 30% of your money that you're saving now to Uncle Sam later when you actually retire, is that you take your age minus 100. Say you're 60 years old, minus 100, that gives you 40. So only 40% of your money should be exposed to market risk. The other 60%, put into your life insurance IUL plan. It gives you a tax-free retirement income, and it gives you a tax-free disability benefit, and it also gives you tax-free money, cash, if you need it for anything else. But, yeah, there are many, many economical options, and if you are under the age of 40, you should not have a term plan.
Oh, excellent. If you bought insurance when you're young, you shouldn't have no term. You should have, it should be full life insurance.
It's permanent.
Because you can get it so cheap.
Yes, you should.
It's permanent, man. You
yes,
can get
you
it so
should.
Cheap. I mean, the best thing that I did when I was 18 years old was join the United States Air Force, and they gave you $250,000 insurance. You know, they gave it to you just for joining.
Yep.
So I tell people that if you're young, jump on any kind of insurance policy. $15 a month, $20 a month is nothing for $100,000, $200,000. And policy, and you keep paying it until the time you get 70, you got some money that you can borrow off of. You got some money you can use.
That's true.
Let me tell you,
that's true.
This has been a pleasure and an honor. Give us your closing statements.
My closing statement is this. My heart really goes out to everybody. Please, please, please put a plan in place. If you don't plan, if you fail to plan, then the rest of your family actually takes a hit for it. I know I hear some people say, I don't want to leave no money for my wife in order to be with some other man, and I don't want to leave nothing for my kids to mess over. That is the worst, worst, worst ideology you can ever have. You want to make sure you protect your legacy. You want to make sure you leave a legacy, and you want to make sure that you build a legacy. And you can do all that with life insurance. Again, please call for your free consultation at 240-326-3953 to get started with little or as much today.
You know, you said something so profound about you don't want to leave nobody nothing. You don't want nobody to have nothing. I'm worried about this man going to be with my wife. What you worried about? You dead.
Right.
I mean, you dead.
Right.
You can't. I mean, what you worried about? What you want to worry about is she been with the man while you're alive. You want to walk down the street and see the man. You can't see the man.
Yeah.
So you dead.
Right.
So what do you care? You want your wife. If you loved your wife or you had any inclination for your kids, you want them to do well. You want them to be in the limelight after you did. You want them to well. I mean, look at Steve Jobs' wife. Steve Jobs' wife, who's now really allegedly is going with Agent Fenty, who used to be the mayor. She's living good. He's dead. Steve Jobs is dead. But she don't have to worry about nothing.
Nothing at all.
So,
nothing.
I agree with you 100%. Don't worry about what you're leaving behind. Leave something behind. Because what you're going to look like is a baboon drinking vinegar if you go to the funeral and they can't pay for it. Or you're sitting around in the body. You die on Tuesday. And they're talking about when the funeral, and you don't know when the funeral is because you ain't got no money. So now it's Thursday, and now it's Friday next week.
Friday.
And they say something that everybody in the book says something the book ain't clean. I don't think they have no money for insurance. I don't think they can afford the burial. And then that puts a damper on the funeral because once you found get the money, and then you announce to everybody, we're going to have a funeral 2 weeks from now. And all of a sudden when they come, they still looking at you in the casket like, you fool. They couldn't bury you right away.
Yeah.
You know? So you don't want to have that look on your face You want people to know that you did well, that you cared about your family, mm-hmm. that your kids are doing well.
That you cared about your family, yeah.
The gentleman that died last week that owned the chateau. The chateau closed.
Yeah.
He left his kids, they left over $1 million. They sold the building, they sold the insurance policies. He had so much money, the kids had so much money, that they shut the doors and didn't tell nobody they're going to close. He left that and they didn't know what he shut it down because he didn't need it. He didn't need it. The father left them so much money. The kids left so well off. They said, that was my dad's thing, the chateau. I ain't chateauing nothing. I don't care about y'all people 80, 90 years old. Y'all ain't got to go.
Yep.
God bless you. I'm going to North Carolina. I'm going to South Carolina. Y'all can chateau in your house now because you ain't going to chateau him no more. He shut it down.
Doubling
That's what you got to do. You got to do it. So it's been a pleasure and an honor to have you on our Newsmaker line. We're going to put this in
Thank
the archives
you.
So you can hear it anytime you want to hear it. But you are truly a woman. You're strong. You're phenomenal. You're someone
Thank
who
you,
understands Russell. The vision, and I admire your presence. I've only been in your company a couple of times, but every time I was in the presence of you, it upped the ante of me being a man. I just love the way you are.
See you on May 5th.
See you on May 5th. It's going to be a big one. I'm telling you, everybody's going to be there.
I have one camera in numbers too big to ignore, and I'm not too much to go back and pretend. Cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor, and no one's ever gonna keep me down again. Yes, I won, but it's wisdom for the pain. Yes, I'm face to face, but look how much I've changed if I. Thank you.
Thank you.